Senate Bill 11 was signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott in 2015 and went into effect for state-funded four-year colleges on August 1st of last year. But questions were immediately raised over whether the law applied to community colleges. These schools often admit students under the age of 18 and provide venues for events that draw large numbers of children. That was a concern for Parris Junior College, which often hosts UIL-sanctioned events, concerts, and academic competitions featuring children from elementary school through high school. It was also a concern because not everyone at PJC is thrilled about the idea of students walking around armed.
We did hear from faculty concerns about there being guns in their classrooms, there being guns in labs.
Dr. Pamela Anglin is president of PJC. She says that while the school will comply fully with state law, she would have recommended banning guns from campus to the school committee based on teacher and staff feedback. Paula White, PJC's human resources director, says reaction to SB 11 among faculty and staff has been a mixed bag.
Some of them will feel very strongly that we should be allowed to carry guns to protect if there is an active shooter, and then there's going to be some that says that it could be a danger just because you don't know what mental state someone might be in.
Colleges are not permitted to keep a list of those who will carry on campus. That alone gives White pause.
I would like to have the ability to know who is actually carrying, if that was an option.
For Dr. Anglin, it's more about getting used to something different.
I'm concerned about it because it's a change. It's something new, and we are expected to provide a safe and secure learning environment. Right now, it's the unknown.
While students on the PJC campus are less common in August, those who are making their way to classes say the idea of living and learning alongside armed classmates is already on their minds. Zaria Norris is a freshman at PJC.
I guess it kind of makes me nervous, but then again, it's for protection from other people.
Norris's classmate Dylan Butler takes a similar view.
I see both sides of the gun argument as valid. If you can protect yourself from someone else legally, then you have the right to do so. But obviously, mental illness is not properly taken care of in this country, and there are a lot of people who are unstable, and the vetting rules for obtaining a firearm and being legally allowed to conceal carry are not very good.
He also says he's aware of the fact that laws allowing or banning campus carry won't stop anyone who would be the type to fire.
Are most people going to do that? No. And is that guy going to do it regardless of the law? Probably. So, I mean, better be able to defend yourself from him when it happens.
Dr. Anglin says that though she is not entirely comfortable with campus carry, the law is the law, and the school will abide fully. She also says that the thing to keep in mind is that those who do hold the proper licenses to carry firearms have been through training, passed exams, and passed background checks.
It's all there, so there is that check and balance, that protection up front.
PJC will review the campus carry policy over the course of the next year and make any necessary amendments then. In Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan.